book, meanwhile, is The Big Deal, a practical guide to selling your business with confidence. What we're talking about is, sale of a business or side hustle, likely the largest transaction you'll ever make, but a lot of times people do still run headfirst into the sale process without a complete understanding of all of the complexities, the uncertainties, what have you. Here to share his knowledge with us this morning again, author of The Big Deal, Andy Goldberg, over the phone this morning. How you doing, Andy?
Craig, thanks. Great day today, and I appreciate you having me on the air.
The full title of that book, again, The Big Deal, A Practical Guide to Selling Your Business with Confidence. Now, what to you, Andy, are the three most important aspects about selling a business that the owner should know beforehand?
So great question. Great way to start out the conversation, Craig, is one of the things that I focus on really in my initial conversation is the emotional aspects and making sure that the business owner understands the peaks and valleys that he or she will go through when they sell. This, like you said, is the largest transaction they'll ever enter into. And for many business owners, they've nurtured this business for 20, 30, 40 years, or maybe it's even a second or third generation business. And now they're about to part with it and send it out into the world. And that can be a very emotional process for many business owners. So that's the first element. The second element is, can they even afford to sell the business? In other words, if they are 65 or 70 years old and they're selling their business and they expect to ride off into the sunset in retirement, is the sale going to result in a high enough price for them to live their retirement in the manner they want to?
Yeah.
And knowing that some of those expenses will increase over time, healthcare, maybe even groceries we've seen. So want to make sure that the price is right for them to sell. And I think, and then the third one really is the understanding the time it takes to sell the business. It's not a quick process. Even for small businesses, to get the price you want and the deal you want, it can take 6 months to a year to get that deal done.
How do you determine what the value even is of your business before you sell it?
Great question, Craig. And ultimately, the market determines what the value is, who potential buyers are. They always determine the value. However, we always have our clients get a valuation done before they put their business up for sale, just so they have a realistic expectation or just an understanding of what the business is. And as we know, and I would say rightly so, every business owner thinks their business is worth more than what it may actually be. And there are three main ways to value a business for most of your listeners. The first is what we call the seller's discretionary earnings. And that's where we look at what they take out of the business. What are their wages, healthcare benefits? Maybe they pay for their automobile, retirement plan benefits. And this usually applies to the small business, the small retail store, the one store owner.
Okay.
The next is earnings multiplier method. And this is where instead of just one store, they may have four or five stores. And now they have a lot of employees and they have inventory and they're providing health insurance for everybody. And now we don't look just at your earnings, the owner's earnings. We look at the earnings of all five stores and then multiply it by a market number. Could be anywhere from 3 to 5 of your earnings, and that will determine the price. And then the last one we see a lot is comparable sales. What have other retail stores sold for? And we try and base it somewhat on that, knowing that no retail store or even any two businesses are exactly alike. One retail store may be selling shoes, another men's clothes, another hunting gear, and another sports equipment. So none of these stores will be exactly alike. But in any event, they're trying to give you at least a baseline from which to start.
Wow. Great stuff here this morning. Author and attorney Andrew Goldberg with us this morning. The book is The Big Deal, A Practical Guide to Selling Your Business with Confidence and Clarity. Now, we talked about some of the do's here, Andy. How about the do nots? What should they avoid doing?
Thank you. There are always a few do nots, and one of them is being too heavily invested in getting the sale done. Lawyers always love clients who will say no, because it gives you the most negotiating leverage. So keep your emotions in check and make sure you don't get married to getting the deal done as soon as possible, because buyers can read that. So as soon as you show that untamed desire to sell, they may try and get a price lower than what you want. That's the first. The other don't is making sure that it's the opposite side of the don't, is making sure you have the right buyer and wanting to make sure you have a buyer that will have the same culture as you have.
Okay.
So there's some buyers may just want to buy your retail store, fire everybody, and move your inventory to their existing store. You don't want that. You want to keep your legacy alive. So those are two key things, focusing on the buyer, understanding that, and also keeping your emotions in check during the process.
Well, and also, Andy, how about the dreaded T word? Taxes are a big part of any deal, right? How do you navigate this?
So we always, this is part of the process at the very beginning when we think about how much money you need to retire and how much can you afford to sell question. There are state taxes, federal taxes, maybe local income taxes. There may be excise taxes. There may be what we call, if you have depreciable or depreciation expenses, you may have what is called recapture taxes. That list can go on and on. And careful calculation of that is crucial. And Craig, the other really important part is that gets to the tax question is whether this is what we call an asset transaction or a stock transaction. An asset transaction meaning the buyer buys your assets. It's buying the furniture, fixtures, equipment, inventory, cash registers in your store, whereas a stock transaction is they're just buying your stock and then all the assets and liabilities that go along with it. Mm-hmm. So that structure can result in different tax consequences. That's why the tax component and understanding that at the outset is critical, not only to what you're going to yield or what you're going to take home at the closing table, but how to structure your transaction in the first place.
All right. Hey, attorney and author Andy Goldberg with us this morning. The book is The Big Deal, A Practical Guide to Selling Your Business with Confidence. Certainly is a big deal for all those business owners out there. Let's say the deal is done now. The sale is done. What else do you have to worry about now after the deal's done?
Well, as we say, even as you get to the closing table and you cash that big check, it's still not quite over. There are a couple scenarios, Craig, where your involvement may still be needed. So a lot of transactions, the buyer wants you to continue on as an employee or a consultant to help with the transition. That's one scenario we encounter. Another is you may have sold the business, but you got to keep the accounts receivable that you had. So you're going to still have to continue to collect the accounts receivable and work with the buyer to manage that process. Another issue to be aware of is most likely the buyer wants you to sign a non-competition or non-solicitation agreement so that you don't sell the business and then go out and start a competing one right after. So you're going to be aware of that. The next scenario is, as we said at the beginning, is managing your emotions. What are you going to do with all your time now? If you're anything like most of my clients, your significant other doesn't want you sitting around the house. He or she got used to having you gone all day, every day for the last 30 years, and you're gonna be interfering with her territory and her daily routine if you just wake up and are sitting at the kitchen table all morning. So Are you gonna be a mentor to younger entrepreneurs? Are you going to work? There's a program called SCORE through the Small Business Administration. It's the Service Corps of Retired Executives. There's also, you may participate in your favorite charity. Are you going to become more involved in philanthropic endeavors? So finding meaningful causes and ways to participate in your community is the next step in this journey that we call life.
Yeah.
So that's what we really focus on and encourage our business owners to think about as they go through the sale process.
Definitely a good thing to keep in mind. Life does not stop because the business did.
Correct.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Once again, the book, The Big Deal, A Practical Guide to Selling Your Business with Confidence and Clarity. I'm looking at the webpage right now called thebigdealbook.com. You can find out everything you need to know about the book, getting your hands on the book, appearances that Andy might make, and about Andy himself. And I'm assuming the book, Andy, is available wherever good reads are sold, right?
Exactly. Amazon, of course.
Yeah.
Amazon and, as you said, thebigdealbook.com. You can get the book there as well.
All right. Well, hopefully some very informative stuff there and perhaps some eye-opening stuff for some people as well this morning. I appreciate the time and the info there, Andy.
Craig, thanks for having me on this morning, and I hope you have everybody, all your listeners, have a great day and a great holiday weekend.
You as well. Thank you much.